Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, if you've benefited from the impact of a godly mother, you'll be the first to commend her many lifelong sacrifices. She risked her life giving birth to you. She devoted her life to rearing you. Both worthy sacrifices. But how worthy? A strange reference to that subject appears in 1 Timothy chapter 2, where Paul says women will be, quote, saved through childbearing. Now, John, what was it about childbearing that Paul found to be redemptive for women? How does it fit into salvation by grace through faith?
Well, that portion of Scripture, Denny, has been misunderstood and misrepresented by lots of folks, so it's good to get it right. I was in Romania one time and faced a pastor's group, and I found out that they believed that a woman would lose her salvation if she used any contraceptive. If she did anything to prevent a birth, she would forfeit her salvation. So I looked around and saw all these pastors' wives. They all had 15 children. And when I answered the question correctly, some of those women came up to me and they were really upset because they wondered why their husbands had to get that verse wrong out of all the verses in the Bible you could get wrong. But that's not what it means. What it means is there's a stigma on woman, that's in the context, a stigma on woman because Eve led the race into sin. Eve led the race into sin, and Adam followed. But that stigma that has fallen on woman because a woman led the race into sin can be completely reversed, and she can be saved from that stigma. The next verse says, if she raises her children in a godly way. Men are given the overall leadership, the oversight. Women have the place of influence, and a woman is saved from any thought of being second class when she leads her children into godliness. That's how she is saved from any stigma left on her by Eve's choice.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from 1 Timothy, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.